How could you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals?
I'm here.
Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing.
Okay, listen to me.
I am listening.
My friend's daughter, Mac, loves us.
Oh.
I think she's 23 and has no plans to have children. She loves our podcast. And she wants, I was telling her today, I was like, Jessie wants to make this the season, man, where we just get it done.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're going to do vagina steaming.
Yes.
We're going to probably like, I don't know what else. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, Beth, I need you guys to do YouTube videos and TikToks and then just, it's going to take off. It's what everybody does.
I know.
I was like, she said, I will be your unpaid intern and make those videos for you if that's what you need.
No.
That would be amazing. Yes.
So I thought
that would be amazing.
If we go to the studio.
Yeah.
We can do the YouTube videos because we're pretty funny in person.
Totes. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, dude. We're freaking amazing. Yeah. And I'll just set up my phone and record everything and so we can do reels and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're awesome.
It's going to be awesome. She goes, Beth, I know you're looking for a job, but here's what I say you do. I say you go ham on this shit for 3 months. Post on the internet all the time. Every day. Instagram. Yeah. YouTube, TikTok, just do it. I'm like, I'm so bad at it though. She's like, I don't give a shit. I'll do it for you. I'm going to hype you up. I was like, okay, girl, let's go.
But how can you be bad at posting something on the internet?
I'm just bad at doing it. Like, I'm bad at doing it.
Just needs to be your job. Just needs to be what you do.
Yeah. So I guess for the next 3 months, I'm just going to go ham.
Is this like a thing now? Is this like a word now?
It is. Ham? It's been a word for a while.
I don't know.
But I'm going to go nuts. I need you to give me permission to just be post it.
Oh, you know, fuck, I'm not going to. Is that your permission? Yeah. Go. Do it. Do it all. Do it. I love it. Yes.
Woo! Yes, I'm so excited about what we're talking about tonight. Like, I read that and it was like, oh, and then I tried to find it, but I didn't know which group you got it from, so I couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I guess I should have told you that, but
You don't need to tell anybody that, but I didn't need to see it. I saw everything I needed to see.
Okay, good. All right.
And I read the post.
Okay.
Anyway, what's new with you before we get into it? How was the football game tonight? Did Jack win? Was he the quarterback?
Oh, my God. So Jack plays football, but he does not play football. Like, he's on the team.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a walk-on team. So, like, anybody can be on
the team. I mean, if you can wear a jersey and be pumped up at a pep rally, sign me up. I'd walk on a middle school football team today.
There's, like, 52 kids on this team. I'm not even exaggerating. It's insane how many kids are on this team. It's hilarious.
They don't have, like, a cutoff number?
No. And then they just play the same, however many kids you put on a field, 11 at the same time, mm-hmm. like 11.
They always play the same 11 kids that actually know how to play football.
And they're great. We've only lost one game. We only lost by 1 point. I mean,
who'd you play tonight?
Really good. But what?
Who did you play tonight? I'm just curious.
Pleasant Knoll.
Oh, did you win?
Oh, we wiped the floor.
Hell yeah. I hate that school.
Why do they look like,
no offense to my friends that work there, but I have so many theories on that. I don't know if it's appropriate. Yeah. And then again, we talked about returning dogs last week. So I feel like do you know how many people texted me? It was like, my mom did that too. My mom did that too.
Right.
Or exactly. I'm so glad she did that 2 weeks in instead of 4 years in, like you said. I was like, all right. Maybe we're doing all right.
I'm so glad that people agree with me. Yes,
they do.
Because I was like, I was not going to let them vilify me for that shit because I realized very early that I was not cut out to be this puppy's mother and to not keep one more thing alive in this world.
Right?
So, he had to go back. He had to go back from whence he came. So, bye.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm sure he got adopted up fast. He's cute as a button. And
yeah, you know. I can honestly say I've not had anybody say anything negative about that at all.
Good.
Either they've said, I think that, you know, we got to normalize this. Or my mom did that too. And that was like in the 80s. So
I think that shit was so much more acceptable in right. the 80s.
They didn't even have to fill out an email. Like they just dropped this animal off in a box. A box that the refrigerator came in or something. Like, here's a just bunch like of animals that I don't want anymore.
Just
from
like
my Sears Robux box. JCPenney box. Here
here's
it is.
There's a baby I don't want in the box. Let me drop it off at the fire station, by the way.
Oh, no. We went there. We're canceled now for sure. I already told you last week, you can't return babies to the breeder because it's you.
Oh, this is so true. This is so true. Oh my God. No, we really scrolled away from football, but it was good and cute and fun and he loves it. And so, yeah, we go to support the team and a bunch of his friends play and it's super
cute.
Does
he do his hair nice for the school day when he gets his shirt and he gets
to
wear his jersey?
Dress out.
Yeah.
Oh no, Jack does his hair every day. It takes him like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. But I was like, well, does he pay particular care to it on the days where he's like, it's pepperoni day, bitch. I'm using my curling wand and the hairspray and the straightener.
He uses all those every day anyway. So, so we're all good.
What's funny, any guy using that stuff back in our time would have been thought was gay.
Right. Oh, right.
He must be gay.
Right. Of course. Oh, my God. No, it's so funny. And he's really good at it now. He does his hair really well, but it was hilarious. Cause like, so it's a home game. So when the game's over, I just sit in my car and wait for him to like get out. Right.
Or all the girls just like,
oh my God. So I'm sitting there in this lot that's right outside of like the locker rooms and the gym and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like all the team is in there with all the cheerleaders.
Is it like Friday Night Lights?
Yes. They're blasting music, they're dancing, they're singing, because they're so excited because this was their last regular season game. And then they won. Going to the playoffs.
Ooh, they are?
Yeah, dude, they've only lost one game the whole season. They're like the best in Fort Mill.
We're going to report live from the Fort Mill Middle School football playoffs.
Oh my God, from the game.
We're doing it.
They would love that.
Ben.
Jack would.
He would hate that.
Yeah, he would hate.
Means we're doing it. We'll go through the crowd. We'll be like, "Hey, and what's your son's name? Is he on the team? Who are you rooting for today?"
We have to use our sports announcer voices, though.
Right.
You know? Like I don't even know what that would be like. I need to practice talking like Brian Gumbel. Right. Is that his name?
Is he a sportscaster? I thought he was a morning show person. That guy's like 100 years old. Isn't he from the 80s? Didn't he and Katie Kirk get into it once? What are we talking about? You know what reminds me? This reminds me of something. Squirrel, I realized this week there's such thing as Friends people and Seinfeld people.
What?
So you know how everybody that like loves Friends and the people that love Friends know everything about it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not one of those people.
Okay.
I am a Seinfeld person. And those shows came. Are you both?
I am both because of my father. Yeah.
Well, see, I'm more Seinfeld, and I feel like when I watch it, I'm on a Seinfeld binge watch right now. Like, this is my life. This is my life. This is what life is really like. Yeah.
It's a show about nothing. Exactly. So yes.
Yeah, so we'll have a show about nothing where we interview everybody at a middle school football game in the middle of fucking nowhere, South Carolina.
I mean, that's a whole TikTok series right there on its own, right? So let's do it.
I swear to God, I'm making my own title when this shit takes off. I'm making my own title. It's going to be something ridiculous.
So if Brian Gumbel is not a sportscaster, who am I thinking of? Stephen A. Smith.
Rick Riz.
I know that one. Right?
Oh, I don't know him. Rick you Riz does the Mariners. Him. What? No. Who's Stephen Steve A. Smith?
Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, A? What does the A stand for? Awesome.
I don't know. Athletics? I don't know.
What does he do? Does he play football?
No, he's a sportscaster. He's a sports announcer.
Well, what about the guy that does the Olympics all the time that has that voice?
I have Brian. No idea.
Is his name Brian? I feel like everyone's name is Brian in the news media right now.
I don't know. I can visualize him, but I don't know. But we'll have to work on our sportscaster voices.
Is it going to be like racing sportscasters or football sportscasters? Are we going to be like, giddy, let's go racing? Or are we just going to be like
commentating?
Coming up, number 46, round.
Oh, see, that's what I like. Because then we could even go up.
And then it's like,
well, we can go up into the booth with the announcer who's actually doing that stuff. You know?
He would hate us. We're doing
it. He would love us. We're adorable, wonderful. He would love it.
Where are the playoffs? Are they in Fort Mill?
I don't know. I have no idea. Jack doesn't even know. We have no idea. So we'll figure it out next week.
Tune in.
Yes, do. Oh my God. I would love it so much.
Has Jack ever played? Like, has he ever been put on the field?
Yeah, he played tonight he played the last two plays.
Ooh. So he goes. What was he? What does he do? Does he catch the ball or does he try to block somebody from getting the ball? He's not the quarterback.
No.
Okay, that's it. All right. He's either a receiver, somebody the quarterback throws to, or a defender, somebody that's like coming for the quarterback to knock him down or protecting the quarterback.
I don't know the answer to either of those.
That's the extent of I'm actually impressed with myself right now. Anybody that's ever dated me or been married with me better send me an email and be like, I'm impressed that you said that legit. So eloquently because I hate you football. Sound
legit. I had to ask Ranko today. I was texting her. I was like, they're doing so good. I was like, they keep stealing the ball and scoring. I was like, is that the right terminology? And he was like,
fumble.
No, it's not even a little bit. I was like,
well, I mean, they are. It's an accurate description. They are stealing the ball away. They're stealing the ball away and they're running it down the field towards their goal instead.
Exactly. Yes. Oh my God. It was really exciting though, because they have some really good players. So like,
what a perfect night for football too.
Oh, it was cool. I had my little cup of like hot chocolate.
Did you have a wide brim hat on?
I had a toboggan because it was cold and it was so cute in it. It was so cute in it. It was adorable. No, it was. It was great.
We should go to a haunted forest and record ourselves doing that too.
Oh my God. Beth, yes, yes. I love it. I love it so much. And there's something else that we need to do called the funny bus.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the funny bus. I know one of the comedians and he is friends of mine. Their husbands, it's their boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a thruple.
For a hot second, I was like, oh.
It takes you a minute, right?
Hot second. Just a minute. And you know what? It's not because I'm like, that's weird. I'm just like,
And then you have to pretend to like understand what and be cool.
I am totally cool with it, but have you ever, I sat next to Logan and his boyfriend today. They were on the couch. They were like on one of the recliners together and I was on the other recliner alone. I was like, get a room. And then I'm like, no, don't do that. That's inappropriate. Anyway, I'm fine with it. All I'm saying. Okay. So the funny bus.
We have to go. His name is Shane. He's amazing. He's hilarious. And he does the funny bus. And we should also go and record. I think while we're on the funny bus would be amazing. He would love it. It would be so much fun. We would have such a good time.
I agree.
All the ideas, all the things coming up for this season, guys. So you're going to have so many things to listen up. Tune in. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be weird. And I'm here for it. What else do I have to do?
And your drink. Let's do it.
Let's do this thing. Anyway.
Yes. So I really wanted to talk tonight because this post on one of the mom's groups that I'm in came up and I didn't even see it at first, a friend of mine did, and she was like, you have to go look at this thing. It's insane.
I love and a good insane moms group post. Like, it's fun.
It's hilarious. And I'm really like 90% of the time I'm just there for comments, right?
100%. Like, 100% of the time. That's what I'm there for.
Like 10% of the time, if I see a post that's gone kind of nutso, I will throw something in, but rarely.
I think, hold on. Just pause a second, because right before we came on, somebody in one of the mom's groups was like, it's so cold where I get my waxing done. He was like, it's like 67 degrees where I get my waxing done, and I had to cancel because it's so cold in there. Where can I go where it's not a meat locker? And I'm like... And I get waxed regularly, and this is what they've told me when I've thought it was a little chilly. They said, well, yeah, we want the wax to set. It doesn't set if you're warm and the room's warm.
Right.
And so yeah, I just kind of put that out there. I was like, this is what I've been told. She got mad.
She got mad at you?
Literally. She's like, they don't need to keep it as cold as a meat locker in there. Wax will set just fine. I don't know who told. And I'm like, I have my house at 69 degrees. I love it cold. So I guess I just don't care.
Right. Exactly. You're like, why? Why did I say anything?
I know. Every single time. I'm like, what did I open my mouth for?
I rarely
We're opening unless, our mouths about this, though, because this is ridiculous.
Unless it's like somebody who's going something that I have been through, like a similar situation, or somebody that I feel like needs a few words of encouragement.
Yeah. Or, something positive.
You know, right. But this post was, when I first read it, it made me feel sad because this woman shouldn't even feel like this is a thing. It doesn't need to be a thing. And she felt so worried about her job that she felt like she needed to come out and ask for people's advice. Because she's a lesbian teacher for an elementary school, and the kids keep asking her about her personal life. Who are you married to? Where do you live? You know, typical like elementary school.
Who's in your family? How many kids do you have?
Right.
What was your last pap smear like?
Of course. Yeah. You know, normal stuff, right? Was it cold in the room the last time you got waxed? Because my mom keeps telling me it's really cold in there.
My mom says it's like a meat locker in there.
And then my daddy said, I got your meat locker right here.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Oh my god, that was brilliant. That's
sometimes I'm on my toes.
None of these women are getting laid, so why are they getting waxed anyway?
This is
the best episode we've ever recorded so far. Anyway,
it's amazing. We're amazing. I just didn't understand, like, first of all, I just was like, why do we still live in an age where a gay woman feels like she cannot tell another person that she's gay? And I get it. They're kids. And I get it. We're in the South. And I know she just wants to be considerate. And, you know, she doesn't want to get in trouble, frankly.
Right. She doesn't want her parents coming for her. She can't be sure that everybody's going to be on board.
Right. She's and kids scared don't of those Karens.
They have diarrhea of the mouth. Anything she says, they bring home with embellishments, I'm sure. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But then remember, your kids go to school. I have to say this. Your kids go to school and tell their teachers exactly what we say at home.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep. Yeah. Lucas was in bed with us over the weekend. And my uncle pissed me off so bad. I told him I was going to punch him in the face in front of Lucas. And I was like, oh, he's going to go back to school and say that.
Somebody's hearing about the domestic violence happening in my house. Like, so don't forget.
Not going to punch daddy in the face.
Here, you know, when I read this post, I was like you. I was like, why does this matter? And then I thought back to when I was in school.
Yeah.
I thought my teachers lived there. I thought they had no other life. I didn't care, honestly, but it was inappropriate. It was never something I went to school and thought, you know how you get the teachers things at the beginning of the year and they write this essay about their life and where they grew up and where they went to college and who they married and how many kids they have and dogs and cats and whatever. It's like, that's nice. But I really just want you to teach my kid. That's nice. I'm not saying I don't appreciate that, but I remember in particular, my fifth grade teacher was this very elegant African-American woman. Her name was, I think her name was Miss Tinsley. And I remember the biggest scandal was she got caught smoking in the bathroom one day.
It was like, these fuckers, I just can't take it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, this does not surprise me because, she was a fifth grade teacher. And, but she was so classy and so elegant. And you know, when I think about it now, I'm like, I don't even know if she was married. I don't know. Like, I just thought she was the coolest thing on the planet.
No idea.
Like, I didn't care.
Right. I think the only time I ever thought about my teachers or wondered was every single time I had a female gym teacher. And I was like, she's definitely a lesbian. Like,
but they're not.
They're not.
I have friends that are girls that are gym teachers and aren't lesbians.
No, I totally agree.
But you're right. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
For sure.
Yes. But or like the male English teacher. Or music teacher.
Yeah.
Or theater teacher.
I had a gay music teacher for sure.
Right. I didn't. Mine was married and had kids. Mm-mm. But you had that assumption. I guess that was the only drama we brought up. We just assumed who was gay based on stupid shit that was in the media.
No.
We didn't. But if you were just a regular teacher, we were like, we don't care. We don't care.
You know where I think that stereotype for me came from was the movie Clueless.
Yeah.
With the gym teacher. Do you remember her? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think I remember very distinctly being like,
listen, we got away with a lot of bad shit in the 90s.
Oh, my.
In these movies.
So much bad shit. Even the early 2000s, like sometimes even when I watch The Office, I'm like,
somebody posted have you seen that movie? What is it? Tropic Thunder, where Robert Downey Jr. plays a black man.
Oh,
when that movie came out, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I don't even want to tell people I've watched it. But it doesn't. A lot of stuff doesn't age well from the 90s. You got Matthew McConaughey looking at high school girls when he's like 40. You got
All right.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze dating somebody that definitely isn't his age group.
Oh my God.
And Dirty Dancing. Like, she goes from being like a girl in Keds to a girl in stilettos and pantyhose.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, I didn't know this dancing was going to turn you into a whore. It was.
It doesn't. A lot of it does not age well, and it's cringeworthy. And I saw this. Oh my God. I saw this thing that actually was so annoying to me how woke it was.
But some
it was
things like can be a little bit woke. It's like, come on, I need to live my life.
BuzzFeed, I think, published an article that was like, Gen Z reacts to some of our favorite movies from the 90s and 2000s. And it was just so many like, oh my God, just like, I don't know. They were just so PC. So it was just too much. You know what I mean? I was just like, you guys are just turn it off for a minute and just mindlessly enjoy something. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about, you know, being PC. I think that I live a pretty PC life, but sometimes it's like, okay, you know what? Let's just appreciate it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was not
it was funny
time.
Back then, and nobody I can guarantee like we used to say that's so gay.
Yeah,
it didn't mean anything,
right?
Meaning, but it, what it meant was that's stupid,
right?
Which well, you
like
know,
Michael Scott said, "Oh my God,
yeah, he's so gay." I can't tell you. I like it took me
a whole diatribe about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it took me years to stop saying that because I knew it was wrong. Sure. But it had become like I've been saying it since middle school. Yeah. You learn and you do better.
Right. Exactly.
But we went from like not caring and not being intrusive towards our teachers to now needing and demanding to know what they do in their spare time. I mean, I know teachers who are on Facebook. Yeah. They're on Facebook and they have a page that their parents see and a page that their personal life sees. Or they're not on Facebook at all, or they refuse to be friends with parents or students because we post stuff and maybe sometimes it's not what everybody wants to see. And then you're in trouble. You get fired. Who knows?
Yeah. It's super
everybody. It's almost like because we have the social media
from teachers from high school. And I'm like,
no, thanks.
Oh,
you already called me a MILF. That's enough.
Right.
I feel like social media kind of has given people this false sense of what privilege of knowing everything there is to know about somebody when you first meet them. And it's like,
sure.
As if this teacher is doing a good job and your student is learning and improving and progressing. Do you really care if she's married? Do you care if she's got a wife or a husband? Do you care if she's single? Yeah. Who she voted for? I mean, this is stuff that kind of stuff goes back to the 50s. I'm reading this book called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It's really good.
Oh my God. I have it. It's like next on my list. Is it amazing?
Obsessed with this book.
I've heard it's
but
amazing.
When she talks about being a woman in her time period, it's like, oh, I'm 19 and I don't have a husband. And so people think I'm a tramp. I'm like, what?
Yeah, right. Something's wrong with you.
And so it's like, oh, your teacher dates a woman? Or your teacher is married to a man? Or your teacher's a woman and she isn't married and she's in her late 20s? Dun, dun, dun. You can't teach my child.
I know. We live in such a divisive society right now, mm-hmm. that I mean, and everyone, social media has given everyone a platform and a soapbox. Mm-hmm. So you do, there is that very, like you said, like that, just the sense of like, we should.
Yeah. You're teaching my child. Right. So I have the right to know every detail about your life. 'Cause you set eyes on my child every day. No.
So she posted anonymously. This woman did, because obviously she.
Yeah, that was a smart move.
Yeah. And
when you post anonymously about wanting to know why the wax center is so cold, it's like, what the fuck? Why do you care if people know you get waxed? This is dumb.
Oh, my God. Anyway. She posted. Wait. Wax.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. That was anonymous. That was anonymous.
It's hilarious. Own your shit.
Yeah.
Own your vad shit. Come on. Let's go.
Maybe it's a dude. Even if it was, I wouldn't care. Anonymous because you get waxed. Mm. You don't want people to know you take care of that. Get over yourself. Anyway,
get over yourself.
This woman used the anonymous button wisely.
She did. And so this post came up yesterday. And so when I was originally reading the comments, holy shit. So this, today when I looked, there were 466 comments, which is outrageous.
That's like a novel. You can print it and be a book. The time the woman the lesbian teacher posted to Facebook, it's like 6,000 pages.
So, I'm like, you know, I'm reading through the comments and I'm like, okay, there was a lot of support. And then there were some people who were like, you know, not exactly supportive, but not
it was
rude.
Like, this is none of our kid. Like, this is nobody's business. My kid doesn't need to know who you have sex with.
Yeah. Like there were some that were just, you know, whatever, wet blankets. But then there was this one fucker who, we'll just call her the pedophile woman, because she referred to the teacher as a pedophile.
Why?
And referred to her, she said, oh my God, she was saying, well, this is fine. You know, she was like, well, you know, if we're going to talk about sexuality, pedophilia is a sexual preference. So, you know, do you think it's okay to be a pedophile? Then you must be a pedophile. And then she was like, well, what about bestiality? Bestiality is a sexual preference. Can I go have sex with a dog and then tell my students about it? Like, it was insane. She was a crazy person. And all I could think was,
she has tinfoil around her windows.
Your voice came into my head, actually, because all I could think was, who hurt you?
Yes. Who hurt this woman? Who fucked a sheep in front of her face? I need to know.
Because I feel like these are thoughts that you don't just have. These are thoughts that you learn.
Yeah. Oh, that's back to the 90s, it was huge because of the serial killers of the time, if you will, the deviants. Mm. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, who's big now. He was homosexual. So every homosexual must be a serial killer, cannibal, pedophile, weirdo.
Of course.
That's just not true.
No, of course. And I just couldn't, I tried to imagine like what happened in this woman's life that made her think this way. Like, it sounds like there's some kind of deep seated trauma.
She definitely isn't open about talking about sex. Like it makes her very uncomfortable.
It makes me feel like it's like I almost feel like it's a religious thing, maybe. Like, she didn't mention God, but like, I feel like there's so many fundamentalist groups that preach the same shit. The crazies.
It's strange to me. Yeah. When I ask you, oh, what's your husband's name? And you say Ranko, the first thing that comes to mind isn't the two of you doing it. However,
well, I am offended. Why not? Why don't you think about that? I know.
That would be weird. Anyway, stop talking about it.
You talk about it.
But what I'm saying is, like, if I said, oh, Jesse, what's your husband's name? And you're like, oh, my wife's name is Patricia. It always seems for people to be like, immediately it's like, they have lesbian sex. Oh my God. Right, they have gay sex. It's like, why aren't you like, they have straight sex? like why?
Exactly.
Why is it, if someone is homosexual of any kind, the first thing people think of is how they do it? It's so weird.
It doesn't, right. It doesn't make any sense to me. I could care less.
I really don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about straight people doing it. Give me a break.
No. And I think right now, especially I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country, but in South Carolina, we're so fucked. We're in a teacher shortage. All the teachers are leaving. Right. And so it's like, you know what? If you have a good teacher, how about we don't scare them away?
Yeah. Okay? Being a lesbian is not illegal. Being a pedophile is. Let's make that clear. If a teacher said, I'm a pedophile, yes, I would have a problem. I would definitely have a problem with that. And I would voice that a problem.
Yeah, we would.
But if it's like, oh, my wife's name is Jackie and we live in Ballantyne, I'd be like, oh, fabulous. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Ballantyne.
Or I'd be like, you know what? I don't care. Surprise. I don't care.
You know, I think it's funny, you know, when I was talking about, you know, my friends who are married who have a boyfriend, you know, and, you know, I think
wait, my friends who are married who have, like, is that like a three person relationship you're telling me about?
Yeah, the throuple. My friend who's on the comedy bus.
Okay, well, no, I guess I didn't understand it before. I thought you were just telling me he was gay. Now I understand it. It's like, okay, he's married and has a boyfriend.
So I have two friends who are men who are married.
Uh-huh.
And they together have a boyfriend.
That they share.
Yes.
Understood.
A throuple.
It's a thing now.
It's such a thing.
I couldn't do it. I'm so jealous. I would not be able to do it. I am jealous.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jealous.
There has to be a lot of rules in polyamorous relationships.
Like, I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah. They all have, like, their calendars are all synced up. Like, they know where
they live together. Or?
I don't think so.
You know what? It's none of my business. Let's move on. So
it's interesting, but it's really interesting because, you know, we think, oh God, you know, straight people are so judgy of the gay lifestyle, but you know, gays are also judgy of the gay lifestyle because when my friends started telling other people that they had a boyfriend, they actually did not get the welcome that they anticipated. Now, they did from a lot of people, but there were some older gays who were definitely not cool with it.
Monogamy is where it's at, baby, according to the elders. But
I mean, they were like, you are leaders in the gay community and you cannot be doing this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're making us look bad, blah, blah, blah.
And interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I just,
what are you
it's
doing?
It amazes me how, like, it, you know, no matter what group you're in, even if the group that you're in has been discriminated against, there are some people within that group who still feel like they have the right to still discriminate against other people.
Right. It's like, I'm gay, but I'm the right kind of gay. Right. Thanks very much.
Right.
It's like, you know, what?
It's like there's a lot of gay people who do not understand trans people and do not approve.
And I would, as I say to everybody that tells me that, I've had people who are like, I just don't get it. And I'm like, that's because you're not trans. And it's
and
not
why does for it us matter?
To get. I know.
It's
I'm like,
not for you to get.
The only thing I'll say is this story. My son Logan is gay and he is fucking great. I love that kid. And they were doing sex ed at school.
Okay.
And they still separate the boys and the girls.
Okay.
And there were a few students who didn't identify as the gender that they're anatomically had. And so they were
sex assigned at birth.
Right. So they were uncomfortable going with the boys or the girls because that's not who they felt like they were. And so Logan was telling me about it. And he's like, you know, Mom, the thing is like, do what you want. I don't care. You can be a lady if that's what you want to be, but you have a dick and balls. So maybe you should figure out how to look for cancer. Like, you know, go with what you got, learn about what you got. And then I was like, why don't they just not stop separating them?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Like,
oh,
not don't South, baby. Like, no. I mean, I'm surprised they even have sex ed down here.
I was just going to say that.
But right. I'm like, you know, I think maybe it's about time we separate, like stop separating them, because men, like the period is not something that we should be shamed or secret or whatever. It happens and everybody knows about it. Let's let them know. This is what pads and tampons look like. And this is what our deodorant looks like. And then women, it's like, look at that flippy floppy, you know, whatever. I don't care. It's just a floppy. But, you know, hey. my mom's going to hate me for this, but I was going to say, just stop separating them, because then Min Day, when she's like fondling the ball, she'll be like, oh, you have cancer.
I think I feel something. I remember this in seventh grade. Hold on.
I learned how to check for ball cancer in ninth grade. And
I just saved your life, mister.
Yeah, because they didn't separate us.
No, I think it's going to be really hilarious when we start recording in a studio with a producer, and I just can't wait to see his face, because I don't think he's ever heard a podcast like ours.
Nobody has. We saw that. What was Kim's producer's name again? The one that did the Kim podcast that we were on.
Oh, I loved him. Zach?
Zach. Right? Oh, face. His face was enough.
Yeah. Love it so much. Speaking of periods, I've been on mine for 3 weeks, which has been super fun.
I thought, are you dying? Like, are you sure you don't have internal bleeding or something?
Oh my god.
Didn't we talk about this last year?
Fuck.
What is the problem?
Yeah. Well, so I was on birth control earlier this year because I was diagnosed with premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
What is that? Your vagina has depression? What is that?
Oh my god, yes. She really, she makes me unhappy. Like, a week before my period, I would get really super, super dark and depressed. Like, I wasn't on any medication at all.
Oh, yeah. And that's scary. It's like almost scary. Like, what is it? After you have a baby, depression, like postpartum psychosis. It's almost like you had PM psychosis.
It was crazy. It was crazy, and it didn't feel good. And so I went to my gynecologist, and that's what she said was going on. And so she said, it's really simple fix. We'll just put you on birth control. And I thought, okay, that's fine. So she put me on birth control, and I was on it for a few months. And this is what happened last time too, is that I did not stop bleeding, and it just kept coming and coming and coming. So I stopped taking it. And then my fucking mental health shit came back.
Oh my God. Take it all out.
Oh my girl. Look, I'm thinking about it. Don't tempt me. And I started taking the birth control again, because I was like, all right, my mental health is more important than bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, which is sucks.
You know, bleeding out.
Right, girl. My God. Yes. I'm going to be a waif of nothingness. I'm going to need an IV transfusion here soon. But I just, so I started taking it again, and last month was fine. And now I've been bleeding for almost 3 weeks now. And it's, it's
like really regular flow, or is it?
Yep. It stopped for a couple days and then it came back. Yeah.
Tricky bitch.
I'm just going to keep taking the birth control and hope that it regulates. And
I find it interesting that the birth control made your mental health go south.
No, it didn't help my mental health.
Not that. It made it, it helped it, because it was the opposite with me. When I went back on the pill after I had Harrison, I was a crazy person. I was not right. And I never took birth control again, ever. Yeah. And then when Rob and I got divorced, I needed to take something. And I went for the Mirena. But even then, I was like, can I just get my tubes tied? But my OB was like, do you really want to have like major surgery when you can just do this little boop-a-doop-boop? And of course, I got talked into it, and I got the Mirena, and it works fine. Right. But there's still hormones being removed, and I don't like it.
Now, and mine, yeah, I don't know what's going on with my hormones. She was hesitant to test them. She was like, it's really expensive, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right.
What's the point of hormones? Can you tell me? Like, can anybody tell me?
I think it's so we don't grow hair on our lips. I don't know. Like, I'm just not sure.
Is it worth it being crazy without lip hair? Like, maybe I'd rather have a mustache.
I know.
Maybe I would want No Shave November to be on my face and not my legs.
It's just too much. I don't understand. And it sucks because it's just like, let's just chalk it up for one more win for women. You know, yeah. Come on, shit. Like, we don't have enough going on, right? That we also have to deal with and hormones and craziness.
So I'm reading that book that I have to bring it back. I'm bringing it back. Evelyn talks about how she, in the book, had her own lover. And it was just like, oh my God, I can't believe what they had to go through to hide this stuff.
Like her women. Relationship?
Yeah. Her relationship with another woman. It's like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Oh, I don't. Okay. I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Dude, way to ruin the book. Guess I won't watch
it's
the movie
real
now.
Soon
either.
In the beginning. It's really. Oh, is there a movie?
I don't know. I was just saying.
It's in the beginning of the book. It comes up quick. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Or cut it out of the podcast. Okay. We're back.
No. So she's gay?
Bisexual.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And so she had to go through a lot to hide it.
Yes. And it's like, haven't we come farther? Like, this was a book that was like in the 1940s.
Right.
Like, haven't we come farther where a teacher can just be like, oh, I live at home with my wife and two dogs.
Right. Exactly. No.
Would it be better if that's just how she said it? Like, maybe if we just say it as matter of fact as she would if she had said, I live at home with my husband and two dogs.
Right, exactly.
And just like keep walking.
Like, it's a non-issue.
Yeah, because kids shouldn't be like, you're married to a lady? How do you do it?
Which one has a penis?
Yeah. My mom has a strap on. What? Come on.
No, I think she just felt like she did. She had to be safe. I mean, we do live in this world where you never know when you're going to get canceled or fired or whatever.
I think my answer to her, besides being supportive, like I could care less, but my answer truthfully would just be like, just tell them it's none of their fucking business.
There was a couple women who said that they were like,
yeah, and it's like, just be like, I'm your teacher. Yeah. Right, I'm your teacher. I'm not your friend. Fuck off.
right, exactly. You don't need to know that.
There's just, it's like, or make it up. Be like, I live at home with my purple dragon paw.
I know.
Yeah,
and make a up some made of cheese.
Yeah, then they'll be like, she's on drugs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, so is the magic school bus lady, and everyone loves her.
Oh, she was a hoot, man. Come on now, let's get on my magic school bus.
That woman was totally high as a kite.
Psychedelic trip. It was amazing.
And nobody cared. I don't think they wore seatbelts.
No seatbelts on the bus.
Nope. They're listening to Reading Rainbow, flying around in a bus with no seatbelts. Like, we lived the dream Rainbow. Back in the day.
Yeah.
We LeVar really did. LeVar Burton? He's LeVar.
I thought it was LeVar. Yeah. He was amazing. Yes. I know. He's aged well, too.
I know. Mm-hmm. He's very handsome.
He is very handsome.
And I would like, I'm like, if I were married to him, I'd be like, can you read me the New York Times? And I'd just fall asleep. Oh, or I'd be like, let's watch, I'd find old books from Reading Rainbow. It's like, remember Rebecca Paints the Sidewalk? I love that book. I want you to read it to me.
Have you ever heard Samuel L. Jackson read?
No.
Go the Fuck to Sleep?
But I can't imagine it's amazing.
It's wonderful. It is so fucking hilarious because, I mean, you can hear his voice. It's very aggressive. And he's reading this bedtime story. And it's like sweet, you know, and it's like, your head is on the pillow. Your eyes are gently closing. You take a deep breath. Now go the fuck to sleep, you know. And it's just like,
The stars are twinkling brightly. The moon hangs low.
Go to sleep, motherfucker!
Go to sleep!
I'm going to have to listen to it.
It's just the best. Because he's so aggressive.
His favorite, one of my favorite characters is his Pulp Fiction character. That guy is hilarious.
Oh my God. Wasn't that like his breakout role?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it was, but then I see older films and he's in them and I can't remember what they are now. No, but obviously, dude, I'll never forget Pulp Fiction.
He had like a tiny part in Jurassic Park.
That's right. That was it. Was he like a cook or a scientist?
I think he was a scientist, but it was like a very small part. That's what I'm saying. He had all these really small parts.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Pulp Fiction was like his breakout.
It brought John Travolta back and brought Samuel. And you know what, you know what, listeners? This is a special treat for you.
Okay.
You can see Bruce Willis's dick in that movie.
Yeah, you really can.
Yep, you really can. He gets out of the shower, you pause it, there it is, ding-a-ling. Demi Moore. Hi.
But I just love how we've gone from lesbian teacher to Bruce Willis's dick.
Yeah.
Like it's just a full spectrum. Like
that's exactly like that's why the teacher should answer the question. Like it should start with, I have a wife named Sarah. You can see Bruce Willis's dick in Pulp Fiction at like 17 minutes, 20 seconds.
Exactly. And pause. You're going to learn so many things on this podcast. That's why it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, I don't think that like with my kids' teachers, like outside of what they've told us, I don't know anything about who they are.
Hey, guess what? How do you sleep at night?
I know. I'm the worst mother ever. Man. I'm such a bad mom. I almost at halftime during the football game went in my van to listen to a podcast instead of watching the game.
Do you want to know something like the best? This is the absolute best and the most appropriate person for my son to have as a special education advocate at high school.
Okay.
Yep. His name is Jeff Bridges.
Okay, that's amazing. And I love it.
It is. Wonderful. The first time he called me, I'm like, what the this is stupid. And I didn't answer. I was like, this is not even. Like I took a screenshot, sent it to my friends. I'm like, what the hell?
Are you the
dude? And then I got his email and he's like, I'm Logan's special ed teacher, you know, what advocate.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
And I love you.
Yes.
Yes.
The dude.
Yes. The dude. Yes. So how's it going?
Great.
He's good. You love
him? Well, no, Logan's failing everything. I like Jeff Bridges a lot. And everyone loves Logan. He's so nice. But Logan, Jeff Bridges told me Logan gets sucked into that social drama, which is not surprising at all.
No,
I had to talk to him about it. I was like, listen, let's put drama down for a second and let's pick up the books.
I love how you call him by his full name every time. Well, Jeff Bridges said.
Well, listen, maybe Jeff Bridges will hear this one day and he'll like call in and pretend to be Jeff Bridges from Fort Mill High School.
It's like when you're famous and everybody calls you by your first and last name all the time.
Or you just get one name.
Well, what do you mean? Like Doja Cat? No, that's two names. That's two words. Who's a one name celebrity?
What does Doja mean? Does it mean something gross?
I don't know. Did she make it up?
Somebody, it worked.
I feel like, are there any one name celebrities?
Right, Madonna?
Now? No, I mean like new celebrities. Like, Madonna, I know, but like.
Oh, and.
See?
Lizzo.
Boom. There you go. Nice. Love that. Yes, you pulled
She's going to be in concert tomorrow night here in Charlotte. And I'm super bummed that I didn't know until today that she was going to be here because I would have been there.
Dude, I know. She's amazing. And when people lost their shit over her, you know, playing using that crystal flute, that was hilarious.
It's
oh my God. I love it. And
she has a relationship. So I was. This is so funny how we go from weird topic to weird topic. I was reading about her relationship because, you know, she has this song out now and it's called Am I Ready?
Okay.
Or To Be Loved, Am I Ready? Something like that. It's super cute. And it's just about how she likes this boy, but is she ready to actually say, I like you?
Yeah.
Because it's always sucked in the past.
Yeah.
before she was rich and famous.
Right. Yeah. And so there was an article about the song and it was talking about the relationship she's in now. And she's like, she's dating this guy, but they have no rules. And I was like, okay. They like each other. They want to be together, but they're not going to define anything because they've found out that rules make things scary or oppressive or the relationship different. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I get what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But I get, like, I'm a jealous fucking person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it sounds really nice in theory, but I just don't think, like,
it's really what it is, I think, is just an easy way to just protect your heart.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, I'm not going to be vulnerable and take the risk of giving somebody everything.
Right.
Because that's not, I don't want to go through that. And I understand that because heartache sucks, but. At the same time, it's like, I don't know. Why does it have to be so complicated?
It is complicated as fuck. Yeah, that's an open relationship. Isn't that what that's called?
Yes, but they're monogamous.
When they're together, they're together. And when they're not,
Right?
Well,
yeah, they want to be with just each other. Like, they're monogamous with each other, but there's no... Like, if somebody called and said, hey, I see this woman here and I really like to sleep with her, it's like, oh, all right. I don't know how it works. Maybe I'm overthinking it. And that's the whole problem with myself. Like, that's why I don't get it.
I think human emotions are complex. And I don't think it's that easy just to turn on and off something and just be totally fine with somebody that you are invested in going and sticking his man junk into somebody else. So I just don't think it's real. So, yes, Meat Locker needs to be locked up. Only she should have the combination. Okay. So,
it can't be too cold, though, because she'll walk off.
It'll shrivel up and be too small and useless.
Shrinkage. See, that's a Seinfeld reference. I brought it all the way back.
Gary, you got to see the baby.
Oh, my God. That show, God, it cracks me up.
That one fucking episode is amazing. Oh my God. So, so good. Oh my God. It's such a great show. It's a very specific kind of humor, though.
It is.
Definitely not for everyone.
It is. Yeah. And some of the jokes Jerry says in the beginning, I'm like, oh, no. We don't say that anymore, Jerry. It's still funny, but we don't say it out loud anymore.
Anti-dentite. No, I just. I think he switched Judaism just for the jokes. Oh, you're offended as a Jewish man. No, I'm offended as a comedian. Mm-hmm. But you just, you're right. It's a totally different kind of humor than Friends,
mm-hmm.
You know? And I feel like the lesbian teacher, she's going to get that.
We care so much. Circle. We care so much about this woman's sexual orientation that we just, danced around it for the last 25 minutes. I don't care what you do outside of school.
No.
As long as it's not like heroin and you're bringing it to, like, don't bring it to school. Don't come to school high. Don't come to school drunk.
Yeah. No.
You know, just basic stuff. Most people have to adhere to when they go to a job. Don't be a pedophile because that is illegal.
That's really important. Number one.
And if you are married to a goat, nobody needs to know that.
Just keep it at home.
Yeah.
Keep the goat home. Keep him outside.
Because like I said, unless you're straight, the first thing everyone wonders is how you do it.
Of course. Oh my God. What happens in their bedroom? Oh my God. I've heard. Have you heard?
What if it's a throuple with a goat? I mean, there could be so many combinations and nobody needs to know. Nobody
just don't know. It's and as long as you're teaching my kid math that I can't teach him, we're good.
I cannot do math, girl.
Good.
When my kids are failing math, I'm like,
I don't know what to do. I'm taking them to freaking tutoring.
Are you going to Mathnasium?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. So why? Expensive.
Oh, no, it's good. It's just really pricey. Yeah. I sent my kids there and it worked, but I couldn't do it for long because it was pretty pricey.
Okay, that's good to know. We'll skip it. We'll go to another one. Yeah. I can get down with like Sylvan, you know, or whatever is fine. I don't care. Just love
Sylvan Learning Center. Where's the online tutor? They do have free online tutoring in our school district. You know that, right?
I did not know this.
Yes.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
How do I access that shit?
I don't know. It's probably on the website. Maybe you should find out more about your teachers and then you'll know.
I know, exactly. Who did you work for? What are your
relations? Jeff Bridges told me about it.
Yeah, I need to get them because I just can't.
I'm curious though, because I'm going to go ham on this podcast. And so I'm going to pose a question.
Do it.
Do you care? Do you care? Our listeners, do you care to know that much about your child's teacher's personal life? And if you found out your child's teacher was gay, because that's just what they shared, is that something that affects your ability?
On the flip side, if you found out your teacher voted for Trump, what would that affect your judgment and perspective of that teacher?
I had both, Mary Jane had like the best first grade teacher, and I loved this woman, and she loved Trump so much.
Yeah.
And it took all I had not to judge it. Because I was just disappointed. But then I was like, you know, but she, just like all my other friends that I've had that voted for Trump because they have their own convictions, they'd still help me if I needed it. And she was still a great teacher. So.
Right. Exactly. Right. So it's, I think we kind of have to make sure that, you know, both extremes are represented.
Yeah.
Because I've, you know, there are extremes on both sides.
If you're not, if it's like, okay, I love Trump and I love straight people. And the only Trump loving straight teacher has like four teeth and a degree from the place where Sally Struthers used to talk about on the
who's he infomercials. What's university?
Yeah.
Yeah. Professor was Dr. Seuss. Yes.
Because you don't need a whole lot of credentials to teach anymore, according to Florida. But what I'm saying is you want the best teacher for your kid. It's best that you keep personal stuff out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I totally do.
It's almost like a business transaction. It's just business. You're trying to get your kid through high school and this, or school in general, and this is who's going to teach them.
I feel like elementary school is so much more personal. So I guess
Kids are more apt to ask those kinds of questions. So I think it would be appropriate for like a broad spectrum answer for teachers to just like the administration to say, if students ask you personal questions you don't want to answer, just tell them it's inappropriate or something like that.
Some of them did say that. They were like, refer to your handbook, ask your principal, like, you know, do what makes you comfortable and talk to your administration about it. You know,
I think she posted it probably because she really just hates not being able to just say, I have a wife and I live with my wife and four dogs.
Right. Exactly. Right.
And it not be something that she has to then go home and have diarrhea about because she was like, oh, my God, I said that out loud.
Yeah. And
like, that's terrible.
It is terrible. And that's what I felt when I read it at first. I was like, I hate that she even has to worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, you know, and she's probably an awesome teacher and cares about her students so much that she's hidden this part of her life because she's afraid. She doesn't want, you know, she doesn't want it to affect her relationship with them or her relationship with her parents, you know, and so it tells me she's an empathetic person and she's probably super kind. Like, it's just, she's, you know, she wants to make sure that the focus is on the education and not her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it sounds like she's probably a pretty good teacher. So who gives a fuck, you know? I know, but apparently a lot of people did. And so did that pedophile woman. And
that is bizarre. Bizarre.
And all those comments are gone. Like, the moderator came in and was like, nope, we're not going to do that shit.
Yeah, I hope she blocked that, like, cut that woman out of the group, too, because that's what I would have done.
I don't know. I would have. But all her comments got hidden. Because, and then they had
somebody screenshotted them. They're not hidden. They were put on the internet. Somebody has a picture of them.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's already posted a picture of them in a different mom's group about the same shit. I bet if I looked hard enough, I could find screenshots of this whole post on Facebook somewhere.
Good. Do some sleuthing. I will. My friend Molly's really good at sleuthing. I'll have her find it. I know she can.
Molly can be our sleuth. Like, we can have episodes about that kind of shit.
Oh, my God.
She can be our reporter at large.
Dude. Oh, my God. There's some, you can go down some deep rabbit holes. But speaking of rabbit holes and meat lockers, we're capping off an hour here, so.
Hey, you're welcome. Listen, I told you it was going to be lit.
Oh, I just love us. I love us so much.
Me too.
We hope you guys love us too. We're so glad that y'all are back and listening, and you know, things are about to get a little crazy up in here.
Yeah, just stick with, just hold on for the ride, maybe.
Yes,
hold on for that ride.
It's gonna be so much fun. All right, B.
Well, I'll see you next week, girl.
So I'll see you guys next week.
Bye. All right.
Bye.